I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
The Word of God gives so much information regarding biblical love and describes it. A whole chapter is dedicated to what biblical love looks like. And it's so encouraging to talk to couples about that. In fact, one of the things I love doing is having them read 1 Corinthians 13 and to think, you know, love is kind, love is not jealous, it doesn't boast, all of the wonderful descriptions that the text uses. And then I want to hear their reaction to that. And here's what I'm actually hoping for. I'm hoping that at the end of their study of 1 Corinthians 13, they come to the conclusion that they can never, ever do that. In fact, we did a sermon series here at our church from 1 Corinthians 13, and there were several of us who were preaching. And as I was listening to others and I was preparing for the ones that I was going to be teaching on, I was just confronted with the reality of, have I ever loved anybody? Because I realized that I can't do that in my own strength. And it reminds us just how significant Christ is and his presence and the Spirit of God indwelling in us, and just how significant it is for us to depend on him, because we could never do that on our own. We couldn't love like the Lord has loved us without his gracious help. And so what I love to hear is for couples to walk in and say, you know, Rob, that was a really challenging set of scriptures, and I don't think I can do that. And that is exactly the kind of dependency that will actually allow them to do it, because all of us would say that. We can't do it, but we do know somebody who can and somebody who can help us.
Well, there is something to be said, isn't there, for that surrender, that we need to surrender the fact that we are incapable of loving like that. But that does kind of put the onus then on Christ rather than on the other person. You write about how sometimes early married couples tend to kind of put that onus of loving and supplying every need on that person, and that's really not what we should be doing.
Yeah, you know, I think many people, because they're excited, and I want you to know that whenever we're doing a premarital counseling, we just love to celebrate that with these couples. I mean, it is an exciting time in their life. And for some of them, a lifelong dream is at least becoming true. And the lifelong dream of becoming true is, you know, I actually get to be married, and I found somebody who God has brought into my life, and this is so encouraging. And so I want to celebrate all of that. But what I want to help them to do is to remember that what God has equipped that other person to be is their spouse, not their hero and not their savior. There's only one person who fits the job description of a savior, and that's the Lord Jesus.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.